Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Julia Brasher, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you. My husband and I have been attending Mountain Brook Baptist Church for 3 years now, and we became members a year ago. We attend the Fellowship Sunday School class, and that has been a blessing for our family in the teaching and getting to know the other adults in the church. In this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Wednesday, January 8th, and I'm reading 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 from the New International Version. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as alien and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." Thank you for listening along, and I'm going to read my devotion titled Out of Darkness into His Wonderful Light. Do you remember a time when you knew the Lord was good? Of course, we know he is always good, but what about a time you personally experienced his goodness? Maybe he calmed you over a certain fear, or he gave you certainty about a decision. Perhaps you felt his presence in a moving worship service, or knew that he was with you in your day-to-day tasks. Those moments are invaluable. And most likely, when you experience those moments, you have been spending time reading Scripture and praying to God. Those moments are so special for believers, but in this passage, Peter is reminding us that closeness to God is not just a moment. Closeness to God is given to us to be the foundation, the literal cornerstone for our lives. Verses 1 through 3 tell us that removing sin is what we must do to grow up in our salvation. Christians desire to remove sin because we have tasted that the Lord is good. What sin can you remove this year to grow in salvation and closer to God? And when did you last experience God's goodness, and with whom will you share that experience? Peter knows that believers have moments when God feels close. He writes, "As we come to him, we are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. The moments build on each other to become our spiritual foundation. The more time we spend with God, what might initially be isolated experiences transform into long-lasting moments in his presence as we embrace our identity in his royal priesthood. What thoughts do you have as you consider yourself a member of his holy priesthood? Are there lifestyle changes you want to make to reflect this identity?" I think Peter wanted to acknowledge that change is hard. Verses 9 through 10 are powerful statements that can support us in our desire to grow in salvation. when I remember that I am a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, I am filled with His love. I have the confidence and desire to change and grow closer to God. God wants us to grow spiritually, and we can grow because of His mercy that calls us out of darkness and into the light and sets us apart in a royal priesthood. How do your life and habits reflect your membership in His holy priesthood? What can you change this year that will strengthen your spiritual house? Dear God, thank you for calling us out of darkness and into your wonderful light. Please give us the strength to change and glorify you as a member of your royal priesthood.